Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Tory Richard Limited, celebrating more than 60 years of design for the island lifestyle. Tory Richard is proud to support local community news, public affairs, and talk programming on HPR.
All of the different programs that are on at different times in public radio, it's like different colors in a palette. And you can paint whatever you want by picking the hours that you want to listen. And you may want to go for the dark colors of Rembrandt or the bright colors of Monet, but it's your choice how you paint that landscape with those colors, with the different shows you listen to through the day.
Member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Radio with vision. Listen and see.
I'm Bert Lum.
And I'm Ryan Ozawa.
Next time on Bite Marks Cafe, we'll learn how scientists are fighting rapid ohia death.
We'll learn about new survey and detection tools being used to identify areas for treatment and fight the devastating outbreak.
That's next time on Bite Marks Cafe, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m.
Stargazer Time, our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. So this week, stargazers, Mars can be seen in the western sky after sunset, where it will set at around 8 p.m. Jupiter and Saturn can be seen right through till the early morning. Our moon this week is on its way to being full.
Now, this week, we are headed to South America.
Yeah, this week, a quite frankly astonishing set of data from the ALMA submillimeter telescope in Chile. ALMA has produced a stunning image of the nearby super red giant star Betelgeuse, commonly referred to as Betelgeuse, in the constellation of Orion the Hunter. This massive red star is easily visible from Earth during the fall and winter, and it's even possible to make out its red-orange color with the human eye. But despite being only 650 light-years away, detailed images of this star have proved frustratingly elusive until now.
Even with the biggest telescopes, we don't get really good images of stars, right?
Yeah, it's one of the weird things about observational astronomy. We're all used to seeing beautiful images of grandiose galaxies in far corners of the universe, and even beautiful cloud-like nebula closer to home. But it's really, really difficult to get a decent image of any star.
Is that because their size, they're a lot smaller than galaxies and nebula?
Yeah, that's precisely why it's so hard to get an image. But because Betelgeuse is so big and relatively close, ALMA was able to capture it.
And Betelgeuse is the one that's going to explode at any time, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. This is what's really exciting about it. Super red giant stars like Betelgeuse don't last long. They live for a fraction of the time that our own sun would live for, about a few million years. Because they are so massive, they end their lives in supernovae, the largest explosions in the cosmos.
And is this the kind of thing we're going to see it when it happens, or we'd have to be here in a couple million years?
Oh, no, totally. It's going to be visible from the Earth, and because Betelgeuse is overdue, it could happen any time within the next few hundred years. It could even happen next week.
And there's no threat from this either, right?
No, nothing at all. It's too far away to do us any harm, but it will make for a star that can be seen during the day.
Well, let's hope it happens in the next 50 or 60 years, let's say. Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.
Support for Stargazer comes from Urgent Care Hawaii. Walk-in clinics in Pearl City, Kailua, Kapolei, and Waikiki. Providing employers with occupational medicine and workers' compensation services. AmazingUrgentCare.com.
In today's Backyard Quiz, we thought about a former commercial illustrator who became one of the most prominent artists of the Hawaiian Renaissance and was a founder of the Polynesian Voyaging Society. His works were celebrated for their historical accuracy as well as their artistic merit, and became part of the resurgence of pride in Hawaiian history that characterized the Renaissance. He designed 7 stamps for the U.S. Postal Service, including stamps for the 25th and 50th anniversaries of Hawaii's statehood. United States Senator Daniel Inouye once said, "When you saw a Herb Kane painting, you were energized and motivated to learn about the past. His artwork captured both ancient and modern-day Hawaii and helps preserve Hawaii's unique culture for future generations." And that's the name we were looking for today, Herbert Kauai Nui Kane.
Bill Ruffin called us from Honolulu, knew the answer, and will be receiving the prize. If you've got a backyard quiz question for us, you can always send it in to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org, and we just might use it on a future show.
Support for the Backyard Quiz comes from Achieve 3000, welcoming students, parents, teachers, and administrators back to school. Learn more about new product and training updates for Hawaii schools at achieve3000.com/Hawaii.
Kids spend a lot of time and energy figuring out who they are and where they fit in, and the process of adapting to the group is not always an easy one. The kids' musical Honk Jr. is designed for them. It's the classic Ugly Duckling story with singing and dancing. Swain Kauai is directing a new actors group production, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Swain. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Like a lot of children's stories, it's a fun story with a pretty serious heart to it.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, I was blown away and amazed as I was researching what show to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is a hidden gem. It's not your Disney over, you know, tons of movies made and whatnot.
Right.
But it's won a lot of awards in the musical theater world.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that it tells with the type of music that it has is absolutely amazing for both adults and youth alike.
You know, we've got a society that has veered very strongly toward judging by appearances. Fair to say?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And this is exactly the main theme in this show.
Yeah.
In fact, it's you look at the poster and it looks like a little kid's poster. It's about Ugly Duckling. Mm-hmm. And you think, you know, it's just going to be your typical little, you know, kid's play.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely not. They don't have feathers on them, even though they represent animals. They're really representing the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the duckyard and you learn all about them, really, it's society. It's the community. Each one of them has their own niches and places. And they all gang up and beat up verbally Ugly. And that's very representative of our society in some ways.
Sad but true, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think that especially when they're not, without feathers, even a 4-year-old is going to know what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely, especially when you see them get hatched. You know, I mean, it's so funny how it does play this line between the human condition and the animal world.
Uh-huh.
But yes, they get born, and they get born during the song The Joy of Motherhood,
uh-huh.
You know, and there's so much humor that it's so funny to teach these young cast members, you know, what these adult jokes are, you
mm-hmm.
know, and how do you play this mother of, like, why do we sit on this nest all day and do what we do? And and then the friend has to come in and, you know, it's because it's about the looking at your brood and the mm-hmm. little steps, you know, and the joys of motherhood. And then next thing you know, they're being hatched. And sure enough, everyone is ecstatic.
You know, frequently the authors of plays and movies for children kind of try to please everyone. And you know, a lot of the animated movies for kids that I've seen are full of sort of snarky jokes that go right over the heads of kids.
Yes.
To the point where I wonder what they're doing there, except they know that parents have to come along to buy the movie ticket. But
right. But I think you're absolutely right. That's probably put there for a certain generation or
yeah.
for a certain group of people. And I consider that to be actually really good writing when you can hit a genre, you know, a bunch of different groups of people in society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teaching a youngster the joke in It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. I had to play the song for him. I had to show him what that was because his joke is, it's my party and I'll fly if I want to, fly if I want. And to get him to understand it. But once he did, uh-huh. Oh boy, is he on fire. He loves it.
So there's a certain amount of that, both jokes addressed both at adults and kids in
yes.
the show.
So one of the big reasons why I chose this show was because it connected with me. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I was bawling. So I listened to it again and I read through it again and I was crying. And so I connected to it. I said, okay, this is what we'll do. It'd be good for our students. It'll be good for the community. And it's something I'm connected to, so I can get it out of me artistically.
If you know that there's an emotion to be found there and you felt the emotion, that's you're more than halfway there, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. And you really feel for Ugly at certain times. He does, 'cause he's clueless,
yeah.
You know, and in so many ways, many of us are, you know, not trying to do bad things. So we're clueless to how life can beat us up sometimes, you know.
Well, you know, everybody's got a little ugly in him somewhere, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, who's perfect? You know, who does adapt to the perceived images of society?
Absolutely right.
Nobody I've ever known.
Yeah, and now you've got your finger right on top of another show I love, Next to Normal. What is normal, mm-hmm. you know? And this is the beauty of art and what it can carry and the message it carries, whether it's youth who are literally second graders who've barely learned how to walk, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. all the way up to professional adults. The power behind what live performance and theater can do is absolutely amazing.
Well, this is a pretty important thing for kids to learn because they can get really caught up in the thing of being excluded.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and they
yes.
can exclude, you know.
Oh, yes.
They can get kind of mean sometimes.
Very mean. And in fact, that's the show showcases that. His siblings are the cutest little ducklings ever to be hatched, mm-hmm. but they're actually the nastiest little group of ducklings. Mm-hmm. But they're so cute that they're, you know, you don't hate them. But, you know, you enjoy them.
But you would sort of perhaps identify with that sort of, or at least recognize that mean thing that happens.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, it's really interesting to talk about our kids really quickly because how this program became created was between the Hongwanji Mission School's Performing Arts, HMS mm-hmm. Performing Arts, mm-hmm. and then reaching out to TAG, the actors group, and finding a beautiful middle. And so we came together and created this program called Stage Left. Mm-hmm. And so this is the inaugural year. We have 47 kids, students, performers.
Wow.
They go through a six-week musical intensive.
Uh-huh.
They learn audition, I mean, nonstop between 11 and 4:30.
Uh-huh.
I just have them going nonstop, dancing. We have a great team. Uh-huh. Nani Lisa Pasquale is the musical director. Mariva Menembri is the choreographer. Jason Taglianetti is the sound
yeah.
designer. We have a lot great team, and these kids are absolutely amazing.
Well, it sounds as if you're creating some future theater talents in there.
That, I hope so, and really along the lines of Ron Bright. If they're not going to be talents, let them be good people in society and inspired by the arts.
That's a great legacy, isn't it?
Amen.
Thanks a lot, Swain.
Thank you.
Swain Cowie is the director of Honk Junior, an actors group, and Hongwanji Mission School, a combined production that will be performed July 14th and 15th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Maluhia Hall at the Honolulu Myohoji Mission in Honolulu. Details are on our Facebook page, The Conversation.